You just made it happen. Now there's gonna be one.
I usually does. Usually does.
Yeah,
It's
you
usually right after
manifested
the
it last
podcast,
time
someone
too.
passes away.
Ugh.
Yeah. Or
Like
then it's like the
we'll talk
weekend.
about something. We'll talk about celebrity deaths during the show, and then it'll be like, and then we'll be like, oh yeah, remember like this guy? Like, oh man, I thought he was dead, and then like 2 weeks later he actually died. And I was
Yeah.
like, son of a bitch, we need to stop doing this. This is a terrible segment. Terrible segment.
I think the
But where's
same
it
thing
with
happens to Red Letter Media.
we're like
Right?
Danhausen, where we curse people. We're like, we curse you, you
Right?
die. Which congratulations to Danhausen for making it WWE now. Good for him with the big paycheck. So good for him. I actually got
How many more
he doesn't
teeth
have
do
to
you
sell
think
his
he's
merch
gonna
now. Oh,
collect?
he oh apparently that he got in trouble with that on the pay-per-view because he like gave the jar to the one of the commentators, and apparently that grossed people out. So that was one
Nice.
of the reasons. I'm like, yeah, but that's been his shtick since the beginning. You guys should have known this if you were gonna sign him
I thought
right
you were going to
now.
say he gave a jar of teeth to like a Make-A-Wish kid in the audience or
Oh,
something
they would have loved that though. Kids love him. That's the thing.
Oh my God, that would
He's
be
so
great.
goofy and he does it. Well, you want to know the best episode? My wife met him at the Toyohio show a couple of years ago. And this is when he started gaining ground through like independence. And I was like, oh yeah, he likes his thing is like doing teeth. My wife's like, well, I have some of my kids' teeth, baby teeth. So she gave him one of each of her kids' baby teeth. And he took it and he's like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, put it in your jar, use it. And he's like, that is the coolest thing ever. And she got like a free photo with him. So it's
Awesome.
he's a
Worth
cool
it
dude.
sometimes, right?
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's a big nerd and geek comic guy himself. He's always
Oh,
hanging
that's
out
cool.
at like with some of our vendors that we talk to all the time and buys all the big books now. So
He's real good buddies with our buddy Lauren Becker. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah, Lauren's done actually a couple variants with him on the cover, like redos of like Batman books and stuff. It's real awesome. So,
That's super cool.
anyway, welcome to the Toddcast, people. John and Justin here as normal, and with us this week is our friend and yours, Dennis Robinson.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah,
Always good seeing you guys.
absolutely.
Normally, I
Always good
only get
having
to
you
see
on.
you guys, what, once a year?
Well,
Usually in June?
no, it's usually like two, maybe
Or no, because
three
I see
shows
you
a
at
year,
Sci-Fi and then sometimes
right?
Harrisburg too. So yeah, that's right. I
Yeah.
forget that I do
Well,
see you around
we're
other
not doing
shows.
sci-fi this year because it's on a bad weekend for us.
Oh, okay.
We just have other stuff going on. We just can't make it work.
That's fair.
And I don't know if we're doing Harrisburg or not yet. Todd and I will have that conversation when he comes back in April. He's out of town buying lots of shit. So I'm waiting for the
Unfortunately.
emails of, hey, I bought another semi. Fuck.
Right.
Now what do I do?
Where are we gonna put this stuff?
Right? That's what I'm always like, God damn it, now
So
what?
basically, he's just getting back in town just in time for his first con of the year.
Yeah,
Pretty much.
The
That's
four state. All
fair.
right.
So, yeah, the only other show we have going on before ours is the Pittsburgh Comic and Collectible sh or Pitts two of them, Pittsburgh Comic and Collectible Show in April that we're running, and the Pittsburgh Comic Show, which is the one Pop Culture runs. And those shows are theirs is in March, ours is in April, and then in June is Three Rivers, which I'm wearing my throwback to year two, three shirt, where I'm wearing my Scott McDaniel art staff shirt that does not say staff on it because it was the prototype shirt. It is one of my all-time favorite shirts to have because I own this art and I love Scott McDaniel's art.
This is year 10 for Three Rivers, right?
Yes.
10-year
That's
man.
awesome.
Listen, I
Nice.
just sold out of
Congrats.
Artist Alley space. Thank you so much. We just sold out of Artist Alley space, and it's because Source Point Press bought five booths. They have
Oh.
five, sorry, six. Six booths. They have six creators coming, and they're all going to be in a row with Source Point Press tablecloths with them. So
That's super cool.
it's going to be real cool because they've
I
just
was going to say,
remarketed themselves and rebranded themselves, and they're really trying to do the grassrootsy comic shows like us.
nice.
So we're excited about that. We have some guests who've never been to the show before coming, like Howard Mackey. We announced him last Friday. Danny Ketch's dad, basically, because he created Danny Ketch. Like Keith Williams and Glenn Whitmore, Joe Pruitt, Nikki Jel how do I say her name right? Jelenic? Jelenic? Jelenic. Nikki Jelenic. Nicole Jelenic. She does a lot of variant covers. Ethan Young, who we have not announced yet, but there's a spoiler for you. He
I
does a
know
lot of
him.
Marvel. Yeah, he does a lot of Marvel stuff. He turns in Emily.
Yep.
We actually ran into them at Happy Valley, and
Yeah, that was this past weekend.
I walked by the
We
table
thought
because we
you were going to
saw.
be there, actually.
No, I was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, for Horror Realm. Right. So
No,
we crossed.
I wasn't there for Horror Room. I was there for the World of Oddities Expo.
Oh, okay.
There
I
we
was
go.
like, I had a 50-50 chance. Sorry.
Yeah, because literally while we were doing that
You
show,
would
they're
have fit
like,
either one.
there's another horror show. And I was like, where's that one? Because I don't even know. Because we were in the David L. Lawrence. So
How was it?
I
Was it
must.
good?
Yeah, it was great. It was a weird show in that the first 2 hours and the last 2 hours were dead both days. But like that in between area was great. And then this is probably going to blow your mind. So on Sunday on loadout, everybody just drives their cars up the aisles. With like 4 inches on either side for tables. And I'm like, this is so weird to me. I
I've
was like,
seen that
how?
done. Well, there are some people that when they load out at our show, they wait kind of till a lot of the people get out of the
Sure.
way and then they drive in.
Yeah.
But I mean, we packed it in there, so you can't really do that during load
Yeah.
in, but load out you can do that.
Yeah.
Which is
Oh, they
usually
were
why
doing it
I'm
during
there.
load in too.
Oh yeah.
It's just most of them have already done it by the time I got there, so.
It's definitely a little crazy sometimes, and I don't like to do that with our stuff unless the aisles are like 12 feet wide
Yeah.
because
I had
it's
to
tight.
go and move people's
So
stuff out of the way multiple times because cars were trying to go through and they couldn't see anything. And I was like, yeah, you're gonna run over somebody's stuff. So let's move that out of the way.
not my problem. That's the way I look at it. Like I'm
I
like,
hear you.
hey,
I hear you.
yeah, you do that, they can pay for all that, and then somebody's getting a good show one way or the other.
That's true.
So
And
somebody's
that
having a real
actually,
good one, somebody's having a real bad one. It's okay.
June, I'm almost living out in Pittsburgh because I've got Three Rivers, then Sci-Fi Valley, which technically isn't Pittsburgh, but it's pretty close. And then back to Pittsburgh again for the Gothic Market.
Oh,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was gonna
so.
say that happens about the same time, so
yeah, I mean, oh yeah, because like Sci-Fi is in Altoona, which is like halfway for you, I think, ish.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, you're at least gonna be on the Western PA chunk
Sure.
for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, June's gonna be a busy month. Not as busy as March, but it's busy.
Hey, busy's a good time. So can't go wrong with that. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're very excited. I actually had a call yesterday with KDKA about being at the show, the radio end, not the TV end, but the radio end. They do like they have like ridiculous amount of reach. Ridiculous.
Oh wow.
So we're trying to figure out who's gonna come and stuff like that. We're gonna do some advertising on there. And they're great
Cool.
people. I listen to them a lot, actually. Mostly in the mornings, so I know where traffic is clogged up, so I don't have to do that
Sure.
and I can go around because they do traffic every 15 minutes. So it's like,
Yeah.
oh, cool. Don't go I-79 today. Cool. So
I was gonna say, I
it's a
haven't
tight drive
listened to them
everywhere.
in years. Not since what? They used to carry the Pirates. They used to do the Pirates
Yeah,
broadcast,
I think they
but they
still
haven't
do.
done that. They haven't
Well,
done that in years, though.
they do. I know they do basketball and they do high school football as well. But we're
They
kind of
don't
out of that.
do Major League Baseball anymore.
They cover opening day though. They do that, and they do like the when they hose held the stuff of not stuff a bus, but the backpack drive. I want to say, down at Acushnet, they were down there for that. So, but normally I listen to in the morning, Marty in the morning, and like I'll listen to Mike and Colin and a couple of other guys, and then what I didn't know until I started listening to him was Marty Griffin's wife is Christine Sorensen, who is one of the actual KDKA anchors, like the TV anchors. And they're just hilarious together. 'Cause I'm just like, you can tell how, like, they've been married for like probably 30 or 40 years, and you can tell they're still like totally in love with each other. And like it's just like really, really cool. And they've been through some shit together, you can tell. But they're just so fun, and I love every second of it. I love listening to them and hanging out. So I'm really excited
Awesome.
to have some of those guys come down to the show. When I mentioned them instead of one of the other radio stations, they were like, "Yeah, I mentioned it," and like all the KDK anchors was like, "Tell me more about this Comic Con." So they were
When I was
funny.
in Pittsburgh this past weekend, I was looking at the events because sometimes I know, well, June's a crazy month in Pittsburgh, but it looks like Three Rivers avoids some of the bigger events. Like, I don't think the Pride Parade's that same weekend.
It
I think
is.
there's, it is? Oh,
It
I
is.
thought I checked it.
So it's on Sunday.
Okay. For some
Yeah.
reason, I thought I checked the dates and it didn't say the same weekend, but I
least
don't
I'm
know.
pretty sure. Pretty sure it's on the 7th, instead of the
The Arts
Saturday the
Festival
6th.
is always the same weekend.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
But
It's
this
that's
year they're
consistent.
actually in Arts Landing. Like that'll be done, and they're in Arts Landing for that.
Where is
Yeah.
Arts Landing?
So if you walk out of the convention center and face the river, right, and you hang a left, like you're gonna go, and you kind of get up, like you're gonna get up on the bridge, right? It's like across the street from the, it's on that intersection, like on the across it. There used to be a, I want to say it was like a Goodyear or something there. It was like a big store that they just ripped down and turned into this Arts Landing. It's right by the restaurant called The Eagle, which does like the fried chicken. That's Amazeballs fried chicken. I love that
So then
place.
it's walkable from
Oh
the Three Rivers. That's good.
That's the nice thing, is everything's kind of contained in there. You can walk.
The only real crazier thing that's going to happen that same weekend is the country concert is that weekend, and it's 2 days. So it's Friday and Saturday, so it's going to make load-in a little more fun. But Saturday won't be, I don't think Saturday will be as bad if you come early. Because if you come early, then you're going to get there in time for, you're going to beat the traffic where most of the people are going to go down. Because I don't think the concert's till like 6 or 7. And then since we're done at 7, it's going to kind of bounce out and, gives you an option to do something else, or get out of, you're going to be going the other direction, right? Out of town. So it's not that bad.
Well, it depends. I haven't figured out where I'm staying yet. I don't
Well,
know. My friend's in Pittsburgh.
I was gonna say, I sent out the link for the hotel.
I saw it. I try to avoid
Yeah.
getting hotels if I
I
can.
know. I know.
This
I mean,
past
you
weekend,
get.
I stayed with a friend who I thought lived closer to Pittsburgh, but she lived an hour away. So I was like, okay.
Well, that's
It
still
made
closer than
things.
driving all the way home for
That
you.
is definitely true. That is definitely true. And then I almost got into it with the security guard lady at the gate of the loading dock. So it was an interesting 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday this past weekend. Well, she was
Rough.
hiding in the office. I couldn't see her, so I just started going through the only open gate. No, that was bad. That was bad apparently.
Was that show upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
Okay. Well, at least you knew where you were going.
Well, I didn't. It
Oh.
was just the only open gate. So,
Oh,
I only had one way to go. Because she even yelled at me and said, "Which loading dock are you going to?" I said, "I don't know." And she goes, "Well, then why are you going?" I was like, "Because it's the only open gate." So, like,
makes sense. Yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Plow through the other one? No, I'm just going to go through the open one.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're not like locked when there's people there, so you could like nudge it and it would lay
Sure.
open slightly, but you scratch your truck up and
Yeah, I don't
fuck
want
off.
to do
Yeah, that'd be
that.
What's that yellow streak on your car? Oh, well, I gently moved this
I
gate.
just gently nudged
Boing.
open a
Gently
gate.
nudged. All right, let's share the screen. There we go. All right. So we're gonna talk tonight about Lycan chapter 4. So you're about halfway through your goal. And when did this go live?
This past Sunday.
Holy crap, dude. That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah,
Nice.
it's been
Okay.
I was it was so it's funny, I was looking at all the three other Kickstarters, and the first two are almost identical in terms of, where the monies were, when it hit goal, that sort of thing. And then this one is almost identical to the last one in terms of like when it hit certain milestones. So it's just kind of funny how that works out, where it's almost identical.
Creeping. Yeah. Well, we
This
will be backing
Kickstarter
this
has
with
been a has been cursed.
Oh yeah.
Are you,
Oh
to be
yeah.
fair, you are like I've noticed more independent gentlemen like yourself are competing against some of the bigger corporations, like for comics, like Dynamite does a ton of Kickstarters.
There's a Hellraiser one right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, that looks
Yeah.
badass. Like they
Tempted to
covered
reach out to be
everything.
like, want to do cross promo? But usually those people do not do cross promo.
Also, Lady Death, like Coffin Comics, is now only going to be
I say
through
they
their
don't. I
store and
was gonna
Kickstarter, and
say.
that's it.
I was gonna say I
Like
don't
they're,
even think they do Kickstarter anymore. They do their own little crowdfunding thing
yeah,
now, I think.
yeah.
Yeah,
They
they
did
stopped going to Kickstarter for a
whatever
while.
their, yeah. They were one of the first people to really crush it through Kickstarter, though.
Yeah.
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 So and Patreon, I think they did Patreon for a while.
Yeah.
But we will be backing this, just so you know. I just
Oh,
wanted
thank
to
you. I appreciate
show what Pete. Sh Since
it.
we're gonna walk through it, I wanted to make sure people
Sure.
saw how to do this. So you hit this big green button that says "Back this project," and then it's gonna slowly open.
And I managed to get Projects We Love again.
There you go.
Yay!
Actually, what was it? Another horror icon did Kickstarter recently. Elvira joined the Kickstarter group and
Oh,
did
didn't see
her
that.
own. Was it tarot cards? Yeah, Elvira tarot cards.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, if you reached a certain peak, she would sign each one of them,
There we go.
or you'd get like
Wow.
a big sheet, like an uncut sheet of them, and she would sign it. And I'm like, that's kind of badass. But then I
Yeah.
saw how much it costs, and
Yeah.
I was like, maybe tax return? And like,
Yeah.
maybe, but.
Yeah.
Well, so Kickstarter just added a new thing called Pledge Over Time, so you could do three installments, because that's apparently a thing that is just all the rage these days of just put kicking the can down the road.
I wonder how much interest is in between the payments when you do it that way.
None on Kickstarter.
Oh, okay. That's
PayPal
pretty
does
cool.
something similar too, where you can, because sometimes I'll do that for shows if the money's a bit tight, where basically you can put it out further where it does have interest, but I think if you split it into three or four payments over like a monthly payment, it doesn't charge you interest on it. It depends.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. So here you can just give Dennis money. Just give him 10 bucks. It's
You could
fine.
do that on
Right.
Patreon
All
He'll send
right.
you
We got.
cookies, folks. He's a good cookie maker.
It
It is
is. Hey,
true.
I'll have cookies again this year for you guys. Don't you worry about
Sweet. And just so you
that.
know, I'm diabetic now, so I'll only be able to have one or
Ah.
two. But I'll still
That's
have some,
okay.
just not as
I'll
many.
take some.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. I'll just feed Justin all my those I can't normally.
Yeah,
So,
I just hit the gym harder. That's fine. It
fair. Not to
works.
get
Just
off
do
on a
a couple
tangent,
more laps around the room. You'll be fine.
but it reminds me of a story. So last year at Creature Feature in Gettysburg, they had the cast from Fright Night there, like the original Fright Night. And
Nice.
Evil Ed came by the table. He had his bags. He was about to leave. This was on Sunday. And I had made cookies for the show because I have so many vendor friends there. And we hadn't yet gone through all the cookies. So I was like, hey, man, because they had stopped by the table a couple times. I gave them sleeves and whatnot and chatted with them a bit. And I was like, hey, do you want a cookie? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'd love a cookie. And so I opened the tin, and he slathered his hands in hand sanitizer to the point where it was dripping off, and he picked up the cookie. And I was like, I would have waited for it to dry first, but all right.
Yeah.
So he eats the cookie, and he's like, oh my God, these are so good. They remind me of my mom's cookies. I was like, well, you could have another one. He's like, no, I had like a stroke like a week ago, so I can't eat too many of these. I was like, oh my God, you shouldn't be here.
Oh my
You just had a
God.
stroke a week ago.
Your cookies are so good, even if you have a stroke, have one.
That's right.
Feel like you have to make a sign for that now. I feel
Yeah.
like that's big.
But the guy that played the main vampire in the original Fright Night, Chris
Chris Sarandon.
Sarandon, is actually a Phi Mu Alpha brother of mine. So,
Huh.
yeah, I met him at Sci-Fi, or not at Sci-Fi. I met him at Steel City 1 year, and we saw he was coming, so we like hit him up on Twitter. We're like, "Hey, man, we'd love to take you to dinner." Like the local guys, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "Well, like with COVID still being kind of a thing, like I want to
He
protect
still
myself
wears a
and my
mask.
grandkids." Oh yeah, totally cool. I get
Yeah.
it, I get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, that's totally cool, man." I was like, "But we're gonna stop by your booth if that's cool and just say hi." He's like, "Yeah." So this handler made me pay $60 to go see him. So I was like, "You know what? Fine." So I went in there. I brought him a brand new one of our brand new songbooks from because we're a music fraternity. We have our own songbook. So I gave him the songbook. He's like, "This is awesome! Like I haven't seen one of these in forever, and it's so much bigger now." And da 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 da. And so I was like, "Well, I paid for the signature. Will you sign mine?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And he found a whole page that had nothing really on it, but like, the regular text that was in the book. And he
That's
literally wrote
awesome.
like he wrote something like, "To John, Phi Mu Alpha is what kept me in college," or something like that. Like, "Keep on singing," or something. Chris Sarandon. And I was just like, "This is awesome." So like every time I go to like one of my chapters or like something that I need to that we're going to be singing and stuff, and I'm like, "You guys can sign my book, but you can't sign it on 2 pages." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "This one, the Chris Sarandon page." And I flip open, they're like, "Holy crap, that cool!" I'm like, "You do know who he is, right?" They all know him as Jack Skellington, so it's fine.
Sure,
And
sure.
then I'm like, "Also, you can't." And I flip it back a page. I'm like, "You can't sign it on this one." And they're like, "Is that Maynard Ferguson?" And I'm like, "It is Maynard Ferguson. I met him 3 weeks before he died."
Wow. You
Yeah. We
guys
were
are the
like,
kiss of death.
"Oh yeah, it was real bad."
Mention people, meet people, they're dead.
So back to Sarandon though. So then I go to Baltimore the next year, and he's there, and he's walking by, and I happen to be walking by him. I was like, "Hey, Chris." He's like, "Oh, hey, John, how you doing?" And I was just like, "Holy crap, you
Remembered your
remembered
name?
me! Oh my
Wow.
God, this is cool!" Like in my brain, I was like, "This is awesome!" And he gave me like our grip, and it was really cool. It's like, "Thanks, brother. Have a great show." Blah blah. And
That's
it was
awesome.
really cool. Yeah, he's such a nice guy. Such a
Yeah,
nice guy.
the only I never had an interact he's I he was floating around at a lot of the same shows as I was for quite a while. 'Cause the Baltimore
Yeah.
one you're talking about, I was at that one too.
I remember, yeah. Actually, I
But he
think I
was
just talked to you and then I was walking
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we
But
were all at the same show for that, I think.
I think
Yeah.
so too. Yeah. So I think it was Grand Rapids 2 years ago. Yeah, it would have had to have been because I had just started doing the nerdy landscape paintings, and I have A Nightmare Before Christmas, and his booth is literally like 50 feet away from where my table is, and someone literally bought it and then immediately went over and got it signed, and then she came back and said, "He said this was like the coolest thing ever. Thank you so much." I was like, "Oh, sweet, that's awesome. I'm glad he thought it was cool."
There you go.
That's awesome. See, next time you go to a show with him there, just bring him one. Just be like, "Here you go." So I'm sure I'd like it. I mean, that's pretty cool. So
Well, I just don't usually leave the table very much because I
that's
that was
fair.
also the same year I wanted to go see Danny Trejo, but I don't leave the table, so I was just like, I wanted to go get one of his cookbooks, but
Gotta get the guard
he's
werewolf.
surprisingly short, Danny
Yeah.
Trejo.
Yeah, he
Oh
is.
yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking built though, man.
Oh God,
He's
yeah. Oh yeah.
still a
Yeah.
big dude, just not
Oh
tall
yeah.
big. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a little bigger than Danzig, I think. Because Danzig's like real short. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're
All
what,
right.
5 foot, 5 foot 1, something like that. It's not.
They're a little taller than that. I think they're like 5'4". So like they're not super. What I think Danzig might be like 5'2". Like he's real short.
Yeah.
But Trejo is like 5'4", 5'5", I think. Like he's short, but he's not like a midget.
Sure.
But
Not like,
his
not,
talker is
or dwarf, I'm
impressive.
sorry, dwarf. He's not a dwarf. That's what I meant. The M word is bad. My bad.
Sure.
It's dwarf. My wife watches enough like Seven Little Johnsons that I should know this. So, oh. Anyway, now she's watching like this like it's like dwarf women in Vegas and Atlanta. Like
Oh,
going out
like the
and partying
wives
and
thing.
like it's almost yeah, but they're not all married. Like they're all like looking for love, so they're all like out and like clubbing it and shit. And it's like, oh my God,
Bachelorettes.
like two of them are strippers, and I'm just like, what is going on here? Like oh man, I'm like, why are you watching this? This is so. I'm like, I wouldn't even watch this if they were regular sized people. Like, this is so bizarre. So anyway, let's talk about your sister.
Sorry.
So for $20, we got the digital catch-up, I see. So we can you get is that so it's all four
Yep.
of the okay, that's cool. It's PDF versions. So then for the for just so this is just one copy and the
Yes.
PDF together. That's kind of cool. So you buy it and you get the PDF for free.
Yeah.
Cool. $20 on that, not too bad. I love your phrases on each one. Like the like so like a buddy of mine writes a book. He wrote a comic called Black Betty for Action Live back in the day. He owns the rights, so he's coming out with a new one. And I always told him, I'm like, you were missing a giant opportunity to call like each one like had a child, Bamalam, and then like something else,
Yeah,
Bamalam,
just
like
take
every
different words.
yeah,
Yeah.
like just each line of the song with
Yeah.
Bamalam effort. And he's just like, I don't know if I could do that. I'm like, come on, it'd be so fun. So he still
Why
hasn't
not?
done it yet. I
It's
know.
not like
He has this,
Kickstarter titles are
right? He
copywritten.
has this new one coming out, and I'm like, I really hope he does it. I just fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So
And then if
hard to
someone backs the level, they can't come out and say, oh, you have a cease and desist. It's like, sorry, once somebody's bought at that level, it's locked. I can't do anything about it. I'm sorry.
Right. So here's the hard to pin down. So this is the physical, the digital, your name on the thank you page, which is awesome. And then a glow in the dark pin and a what so what is the MP3 audio commentary? That's what I want to know.
So the last, I think we started doing this the second book. So the second book and the third book, and then this will be the fourth book. We literally go page by page and do like a behind the scenes breakdown of like everything that went into the page. So it's my buddy Charles McFall and I, and we sit down and we literally just break down every single page. Like, what was the thought process? If there was any like interesting stories that went into it, we do the covers too. So we do that for the whole book. And then last year, what I did was I basically made it like a hidden YouTube video that it has all the chapters so you can skip from page to page. So you don't
That's
have to
awesome.
like
Nice.
re-listen or have to search
So
through the whole thing.
you're basically like the DVD commentary
Yes, that's
option.
exactly what it is.
Okay.
But without
That's
any
pretty awesome,
video.
not gonna lie. That's cool. Because I Yeah,
watch
not gonna
several
lie, that's
movies
pretty
that do
sweet.
that.
Thank you.
That's I have to watch that with Simon Pegg movies because they get goofy as hell in the
Oh, yeah.
commentary during all their movies.
Yeah, I think
So
that's why I bought more of the director's cuts because they tend to have that as a director's cut option. So.
the most tedious part is figuring out when we talk about each page, because then I have to write down the numbers and then go into the
Right.
YouTube and hit the buttons, and yeah, it's a labor of love.
Right. So for this one, for $70, not only do you get the PDFs, you get signed copies of the books, with no MP3. What the hell?
No, it's still
Oh,
included.
okay.
It
It
should
doesn't
be.
say
It's
that.
every Oh, it
There's a
doesn't say it.
mini.
Okay.
There's a mini print though. So
Oh, no, wait.
that's
Sorry. My brain. So yeah, so this is the catch-up level, right? The physical catch-up level? Yeah, so this doesn't get all the stuff that's after. This is like its own little self-contained thing. Sorry. My brain.
Miniature in name only. That's great. So you get the enamel pin, you get the PDF, you get your thank you page, you get a signed volume four, the MP3 commentary, the mini print, the Lichen tumbler, which is
Yes.
awesome.
So there's a tumbler. Actually, the vendor was at Three Rivers last year, I think, the person who's making my tumblers. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Man.
I hope they're coming back this year. That'd be cool.
I have no idea. I'll see
The
her in a couple of
Egyptian
weeks.
God 3D mini, and then a Lichen Chapter 4 T-shirt.
And so the
Sorry, the
mini, so there's actually six Egyptian gods, so you can pick which one you want out of the
Oh, there you
six.
go. That's cool.
That's awesome. I was gonna say, is it all the giant alligator guy?
So the alligator guy is one of them. Technically, that's a crocodile.
Whatever,
Egyptian
whatever.
have a crocodile.
Sorry.
There's also Anubis. There's Ra. There's Sekhmet, which is like a lion lady. There's Bastet, which is like a cat lady. And am I missing one? Oh, and Wajet, which is a cobra lady.
So
We
many
just did a
ladies.
page where they're like fighting in a war, and the Cobra Lady literally just has her fangs just go into the eye sockets of a guy. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. That is awesome. All right. This one's a little divinity. So for $170, three inch custom sculpture. Cool.
So if you've ever seen my table, that werewolf sculpture I have, this is that guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And he did this for another buddy of mine who did a Kickstarter, and I have his sculpture upstairs. So he hit me up. He's like, "Hey, you want to do something together again? Or do you want to do something together for this Kickstarter?" I said, "Yeah." So basically, if you pick that tier, pick a character from the Lycan universe, he'll sculpt it.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So you can
Yeah, that's pretty
pick
badass.
your sculptor. That's cool. So you get the 3D mini, the shirt, the tumbler, signed for, digital for, commentary, mini print, your name and the thank you. That's pretty good. Retailer only number one. Is this the one I will do? I don't
I've had
know.
people back this by accident. I'm like, how? It says retailer.
Right.
And you, why
People
would you
don't
want?
read.
I'm like, you already backed the other Kickstarters. Why do you want five copies of each book? Like, it just doesn't make it. Why would you pick
Right.
that
Yeah, I don't know that I'll do this one because I think we're still good on some of the back issue ones. So we'll see if there's one that's just for
I
the
would
new book.
double check
So
just to make sure, John.
I
I
know
don't.
I was
I'm
showing them off to someone earlier because I mentioned that we had to do this podcast and everyone had to be out by 8. And they're like, "Who do you have coming on?" I'm like, "This guy." And I like fanned out all three issues. I was like, "The writer for this book." And they're like, "Is that werewolves?" I'm like, "Yep." And they're like, "That's cool." And I'm like, "You want to buy them?" And they're like, "I've spent all my money on magic cards."
That might be
Fair.
your next Kickstarter. There is designs of maybe like sleeves for your magic cards or something.
There you go.
Oh.
There you
The
go.
well, so I could tell you, so this is a wonky thing. So when I did the book, the second Kickstarter, I own like the retailer tier only had the second book in it, and then when I had retailers buy it, they were like, "Wait, why am I not getting any of the first book?" So then now I've
Oh.
just so every of the retailer tiers have all the other books in them. So if you wanted to just work something out separately, we could do that too. So
Okay,
if you
cool. 'Cause I
just need the fourth book, we could do that.
Yeah, I might do it where I just swap out some of the other ones. Like maybe I'll do like
Sure.
three of each of the other ones and like just add six more of number four
Yeah,
so that
that's
I
fine.
just pile it on. Yeah, we'll work it out. You and I can
Okay.
work it out. Oh, store name and the thank you page. That'll happen.
And you get a print with your store logo on it.
Oh, I know.
Hey.
You guys have the Maria Wolf one. That's
Yeah,
true.
I think that's still at the waterfront, I think.
Which, by
Maybe.
the way, is she okay? She fell off the face of the earth. Like
Again.
she ghosted
Yeah.
me after October. She was supposed to do a
Dude.
cover for this book.
She ghosts everybody and I always end up seeing her like at Heroes. Usually when she's doing that, she has some kind of medical thing going on, so I
Yeah, I
leave her
figure.
be a bit.
I
Because I
know
asked her to come to our show for this year and she hasn't gotten back. So
I
I
talked
hope
to
she's doing well.
her
Yeah, I hope.
last year in Chicago and she said she was having difficulties with diabetes and everything with medication, and she last time I talked to her, she was saying something about she's going to the gym and eating right and starting to balance everything out, but I know that takes time, so she might just be focusing on herself because
Oh,
she
sure.
said she was working so hard, like she was doing so many variants that she's like, I gotta step back for a little bit. And I'm
That makes
like,
sense.
you should. I was like, you're putting out a variant for like every major Marvel title
Yeah.
for like a year and a half. So yes, you could use a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Justin, you're going to C2E2 next month or this month, I guess. So if you see her up there, please let us
I
know
yeah,
and
I'll
yeah, make
see
sure
if she
that
yeah.
tell her that all of us say hello and that we
Yeah.
miss her and
Will
that we
do.
hope she's
Yeah.
doing well.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
usually stop by, so
Next one is Toting Terrors. Glow in the dark enamel pin. 4x6 print, 3D sculpture, thank you page, t-shirt, tumbler, mini, signed book, PDF, MP3, tote bag, which is pretty sweet.
It's got a zipper and an interior pocket too. So
Do
it's
they all look the
nice.
same? Are they all the
It's the
Lycan do
Lycan
it?
Do It, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty sweet. Like a
I love
sticker
the
pack.
I'm a
pun.
sucker
The
for
pun
puns.
is, yeah, it's awesome.
I got two
What
other
is?
puns that I just came out with, like stickers recently, and people have been liking that. One is a werewolf hanging from a tree limb, and it says it's Lycan, not Lycant. And
I
the other
love
one is
that.
like I don't know what's the opposite of cross-eyed?
I don't remember what that's
I don't
called
know.
either.
But basically it's a werewolf with that, and it just says unawerewolf.
Wow. And then you get a resin statue of Anubis, which is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a 6-inch statue.
Oh, a gift from the gods. So, pin, print, three, MP3, thank you page, sculpture, mini, t-shirt, 11 by 17 print, sticker
Sweet.
pack, tote. Oh, you get three of those, which is, are they
And
all
you get,
different?
so it's the three cover arts.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
That's cool.
yeah. And the minis, you get all of the Egyptian gods.
Oh yeah, all six of them.
Nice. Nice.
Tote bag, tumbler, sign book, PDF, and the statue. Oh, all right, retailer two. Oh man, so retailer two is basically double retailer one,
Yeah,
right?
it's the exact same thing but doubled, yeah.
Okay, cool. So there you go, retailers who have never carried this book. You just buy this. You're good. You're gonna be fine.
There's actually a Facebook, so I'm in a whole bunch of indie comics Facebook thingies, and I
Yeah.
just happened to be looking at the page when someone said, "Hey, does anybody know comic shops that are supportive of indie artists?" And like people just listed out shops, and I was like, "Well, now we've got to contact all these shops."
Yep.
Write this shit down. Write this shit
Oh
down.
yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people contact me and just are like, "Hey, this guy who said you carry his book. Will you carry our book or my book too?" And I was like, "Well, let me see it, because if it's garbage, I'm not gonna carry it." Unfortunately, like, we do have a little bit of standards, or I guess fortunately, depending on how
Sure.
you look at it.
Well, I would hope that my book's good enough that if I
Oh
do,
yeah.
if
Oh
like I
yeah.
do go to some rando, like they'll be like, "Oh, okay, this book looks nice. Maybe put this
Yeah.
in the shop."
At a bare minimum for us, the art has to be killer. Like, and your guys' arts have always been great. So, and then on top of that, your writing is spectacular. So it's
Oh,
a
thank
good
you.
story paired with good art, which is, a great combo for us. And it's horror, and it's hard to not sell horror.
Yeah.
and
Especially in Pittsburgh. It's
yeah, right? We
Yeah,
love horror out
dudes.
here. So
We're a horror
so
town. We appreciate all creatures of horror type.
we're whores for horror.
That's right.
Yes.
Gore
There you go.
whores? I've seen that a lot at
Yeah.
shows.
Yeah, there you go. Gore horror. Yeah. We're more
That'll
in the
be
goth.
your
We're
next
more
Lycan sticker.
There you go.
We're more fans of the goth, if you know what I mean.
Fair. I
Just
also.
your face was priceless. I may have to later download the video of this just to snap your face and then to put it in my phone for when you call me. Like,
I'm lucky I get to
oh
marry one, so I can't really
hey, there you
complain.
go, man. I'm still on the search for that unicorn.
Hey, I mean, my wife looked like she looks like a librarian, which is like
Hey.
kind of clean. Like, to me, that's like the cleaned up goth look, right?
Fair. It's fair.
It's the glasses, I swear. So, anyway, so now we're on to not into werewolves. So, Bob Ross inspired oil painting.
Those are my nerdy little landscape paintings that I do.
Nice. Do you ever make videos of you doing them and being like, "We're gonna plant some nerdy little trees"?
I haven't done that yet because I've thought about the logistics because of the type of cameras that I have.
Yeah.
Like, there'd just be wires all over the place, and it would just be a giant pain in the butt. Because I remember I used to do cooking streams, and it was a colossal pain in the ass. And I'm like, do I want to do that with painting? I think it would be cool. I've been tempted to do it during the Kickstarter, especially just, to have something else go
Yeah.
on, but we'll see.
Well, hey
I
man,
have the wig. I wear it sometimes at shows now, so.
the baked bacon guy only has two cameras. So
That's
like,
true.
have you ever watched him on socials, the guy who does baked bacon? Like, he gets like real stoned
No.
and then bakes something. And
No, I haven't
it's
seen that.
hilarious. And like I think I got through like 7 or 8 videos before he turned around to put something in the oven, and you then that's when you find out he's not wearing pants, like because he's got an apron
Nice.
on, and like
Yeah.
and it's funny because every time he adds sugar to anything, he's like shugs, so and he's like boom, like, so, like I've like every once in a while I find myself just doing that because it's just hilarious and I can't not do it.
Is that why you
So.
said that when you brought out the cake?
Yeah, and I
Is
was like, boom.
because I'm like, what the heck is that? Are you trying to like, you know, emerald shit? I'm like, what the
Yep.
hell?
See, I have that same issue, but it's for a guy who does like very old recipes in his kitchen. He's got like a couple, and he always says
Oh,
eggies.
you're talking about the English Canadian?
Yes.
Yes!
I
I
think,
love watching him on
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. I bought his cookbook
Yes.
for a friend of mine too. But
Yeah,
yeah,
because he'll look up something and be
vanilla
like,
or
he'll be like,
eggies.
was it 1950s
Yeah.
peanut butter balls? And he's
Yes.
like,
That's
this is
awesome.
it? This can't taste that good. And he gets it and he's like, oh my God. And he gets all like
Yeah.
dramatic about it. Yeah, I love
Yeah.
watching. He's
My
funny.
favorite baked baking though is when he had to he decided to make a Mountain Dew Baja Blast like key lime pie, right? So he had
Like what
never
Taco
drank,
Bell did?
but yeah, like yeah, but he wanted to make his own, right?
Yeah.
So he actually like bought a case of Baja Blast. He had never drank it before, so he tasted.
Oh,
He's like,
God.
oh.
The
And then he's like boiling it to like get it down to just the like the syrup,
syrup.
right? Because that's what
Yeah.
you need. Like,
Yeah.
oh man, it was hilarious, but it looked great. Like, it looked just delicious, and I was like, oh man, if I wasn't diabetic, God. Anyway,
Hey, you had that piece of cake this week. You were
I
fine.
did,
There you
but
go.
it was lunch, not dinner, and it lasted. I had one. That was all I had. It was good, and I felt okay after about an hour.
All right. You did. I was shaking in the gym. Like my
I
hands were going like
no no
this 'cause
no
I don't eat
I
sugar
was
like
shaking
that.
for like a half hour, but then after
Yeah.
about an hour I was good, so I was
Yeah, for
only bad
you
for about
for
a
a
half
half
hour.
hour. Yeah, but me at
Yeah.
the gym with weights, I'm sitting there, my hands are going like this. I'm like, I'm gonna drop a weight on somebody. Holy crap, I better like calm myself down.
That's why I kept misspelling shit on my computer. I was typing. I was like, this is so bad. So
Was good
bad.
buttercream, but it's just wow, a
Oh,
lot of sugar in that.
so good. I'll show you pictures of it after we're off air.
Okay.
So here's the trove of treasures.
The one item that
$600.
John wants.
Oh, it's so crazy. Oh, look at that new hockey jersey in there.
Yeah, I like this one too.
Oh, that one looks so good.
There's an upgraded one later too.
I think this one and the green one you're wearing are the two that I like the most. I think I like the
Okay.
color combos the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
So
got to
you
be better
get
than our New Dimension one. Oh.
the second one's better than the first one because it doesn't have the dumb big patch on it. Like our first one has this big patch, and every time you bend over it, like it like just the shirt just bunches up and it comes up into your face, and you're like, damn
Oh.
it, I can't see. But the other one, it's like screen printed into it,
Yeah.
so
That's
it's a
how
lot
these
more
are too.
flowable.
Yeah.
Yeah, flows a lot better.
I
So
don't
here we
like it, but
get.
for the fact that it's 4 times my size, and I'm like, good Lord.
You could
Well, you
share with
get,
other people.
yeah, just put some pads on, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, just be a
I can
goalie,
put
you'll be
pads
okay.
in it and stick my dog in there and still have room in it.
She'd be warm. That's all I'm saying.
It's true.
True.
It's
But
true.
then she'd be
All right.
whining the entire time.
So we have a chief financial backer pin, which is sweet. On the death page, sweet.
Yeah, so you get to die in the next book, and then you get an
Nice.
11 by 17 print of that
Of your
page.
death. Your
So,
dad's
yeah.
awesome.
Nice.
Glow in the dark enamel pin, name of the thank you, 3-inch sculpture, mini print, the six gods, the MP3, the t-shirt, the stickers, the tote bag, the tumbler, the sign book, the 3 11 by 17 prints of the covers. You get the digital, you get the resin statue of Anubis, you get the hockey jersey, which is so nice. You die in Lycan, number 5. And then 11 by 17 print of your death page. Why is that on there twice then?
Is it in there twice?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh, one
Okay.
side. Yeah. It's this one's signed 11 by 17. This one's 11 by 17 signed.
Okay. You know, this is what happens when you
Yeah.
do things when you're sleepy.
Yeah, it's fair. Treasures of the Past.
This is right. You could
Something.
get all the jerseys
Oh,
in case you
man.
missed, because I only, because I don't sell the jerseys outside of the Kickstarter. So,
Right.
so it's like, okay.
Yeah, but I already have half this stuff. So
we can always split it, John. You and me will split it.
Right.
John might like the last tier. There's one more tier after this.
Oh, man. All hail the God King tier.
It's an upgraded jersey.
Oh, my God.
It says God King on the shoulder, on the arms.
Too. Shut up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It says God. It literally says God King, and it has like a little, like, where the
You have one backer of this. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted to be called God King. But it also has like a little, like, where the captain would be, it's like a little king insignia as well. So,
oh,
that's cool.
Upgraded jersey. There it is.
Yeah.
And you get a Bob Ross painting. Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And you get your name on the credits page as opposed to just the thank you page. Like, oh. You get your own little special thing.
Nice.
That's well, if cool. I didn't just have to buy a new car, I may have done this.
Three How easy many, payments, John.
we'll talk about some stuff. As in like how much would I have to bump the extra money that I can just send you when I do the pledge to just get one of the jerseys. So
that's fair.
This is how the negotiations go in the
That's
background,
fine.
Folks.
Really?
I've had people do that before. Well, I've had people reach out and be like, hey, I don't want to pay for shipping because I live near you. So I don't want to back at any of the tiers. Can you just get me the book? And I'm like, yeah, just pledge with no reward and then remind me later. Or yeah. Somebody will say, hey, I want to sell your books at, you know, some show that I'm going to. So can I buy 5 books? And I'm like, yeah, sure, but we'll do retail tier, or not even a retail tier. It's just like, here's the amount of money for that, you know, just put it in there in the pledge. So yeah, I get people who reach out. This year has been especially weird with scammers though, because they all send the same message. So that's been interesting. And I've been seeing other creators post the same messages too. So it's like, it's weird. Because they'll back your project for like $300.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, I just backed the project, but I have some concerns. Can you email me at, and they put their email in the comment. It's not even a message. It's in the comment.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Amateur and not very, you know,
yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then as soon as they get found out, they get rid of their pledge. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I figured as much.
Right. Well, let's see. How much did we start with when we started this? I can't remember. Just to see if anyone backed it while we were going through.
I don't remember. I think it was. I know it was 53 something.
Yeah, then we're still at 53.
5347, I think it was.
27. Yeah, 27? It's still at 5327. No one is back during the show.
That's fine.
But it's fine. I remember one, I forget which show, we were, like who we had on, but literally while we're doing the show, like 3 people backed it. And I was just like, holy crap. Like they hit their number while the show was going on. And I was like,
that was one of the Comicsburg's crew.
I think it was
Grant?
Grant.
Is that the guy who does the.
He does the cryptics.
Yes.
League of Cryptids.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, that just...
And Beowulf. That's the other one.
Beowulf. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, whatever his one that just finished up, the rewards there, and he just asked me where or when he could drop him off. I'm like, well, when do you want to go get a drink? Because he lives like a mile from my house. And he's like, well, my wife just started bartending over this or working at this bar. And I was like, okay, let's just go there. Like,
makes sense.
Brian says, like, it's like, why are we complicating? I'm excited, man. I think it's I love your book. I think it's
Thank
like
you.
The story's been solid, the art's been great.
Since last time I came on the show, we got I actually got published over in Spain.
That's awesome. That's
yeah, my great. My artist knew a company, Sally Books, and that was an interesting experience because I've never dealt with a publisher before, so that was something else. Huh. So, but yeah, no, it's cool. And then they sent me like 10 copies in Spanish, and it's like hardcover, and it's really nice. And then I've been seeing like a bunch of reviews pop up on Instagram, but they're in Spanish, so I have no idea what they're saying.
There should be a translate button.
There's not a translate button. So I have to message my artist and be like, what did they say? He's like, oh, they loved it. And I was like, great.
You know, you can just Google translate, hold the phone up and read it.
Guess I could do it that way.
I've definitely done that when like people trade in like Magic or Pokemon cards. And I'm like, I have no idea what the hell this says. So I'm like, oh, I think it's this. Oh, I was right. There we go.
Yeah. So. You can guess sometimes, but most of the time it's like, is this a reprint of another with new art? And you're like, shit, I don't know what this is. And you're like,
right.
At least with Pokemon, it kind of makes it easier.
Sure.
You're like, oh, that's a Pikachu card because it has Pikachu.
Yep.
Right.
Think about it on that end.
Right. Oh, man. Well, so I guess where can people follow you on socials? Where can we direct people to go to find the campaign?
So you can find it on Kickstarter if you're on that page by searching Lycan Solomon's Odyssey Chapter 4. There's also an easy redirect if you want to go right there. www.lycanbook.com. That's L-Y-C-A-N book.com. That'll take you right to the Kickstarter page as well. Or you can go to my website, hiveheadstudios.com, and that'll also have a redirect. Or if you don't want to wait to get the old books like through the Kickstarter, you can order them through the website. I'll ship them out like the next day. And then you can find me on all the socials at Hivehead Studios. Ooh, I forgot. Can I tell you a cool story that happened this week?
Absolutely.
So, have you guys ever seen the movie Dog Soldiers?
I don't think I have.
Literally my favorite werewolf movie. And I was doing an interview on Monday with another friend of mine, and he's like, hey, can you mail me a copy of each book? And I was like, yeah, but you already have all the copies. He's like, yeah, but I'm going to see my friend out in London on the 25th of March. I said, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, his name's Neil Marshall. He's the director of Dog Soldiers. So I was like, what now? So I sent out the books today, and he's going to take my werewolf comics out to the director of my favorite werewolf movie, which I thought was pretty sweet.
There you go. Maybe you'll get awesome. A call from him and be like, hey, I'd like to make Lycan.
There you go.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you'll be on Netflix or something.
That's why. So that's funny because
me and John will be like, we knew you before you had a Netflix special.
So people have asked me, they're like, oh, would you ever want to see it like on the big screen or on, you know, streaming or something like that? I said, yeah, it'd be cool to see it on like Netflix or something. And like, oh, like live action? I said, no. Usually live action werewolf stuff is a nightmare. It has to be done a certain way for it to be done right. I would rather see like a Castlevania style animated show. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, you know, you could always have us drawn into the background as background characters.
True.
I have no problems dying in it.
Just take our images from the Godzilla poster from last year and we'll just be like,
oh yeah.
Who's the fat guy with the goatee and the like shorter guy with the blue mohawk getting mowed down back there? Hi.
Godzilla fire in the background. It's like, what the hell?
That's true. We are running from Godzilla there. The best was hearing Scott explain it to somebody the other day. Because we're interviewing a guy who worked for the show, for the staff of the show. And we're like, yeah, last year, like, we were actually on the shirt. It was like, we slid him a postcard. And Scott's like, that's me dying on the, dying on this light post. And that's these guys running. And I was just like, you're not dying on the light post. I was like, where did you put that part of the story? Where did you get that out? So that's it's pretty awesome. Funny.
At least he was like, on there. Worse.
You're not wrong. That was a really good post. Actually, the guy who drew that poster was in the store today. Nate was in the store with his daughter today.
There you go.
So,
oh, cool.
It was cool. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for
Unfortunately, we're stuff, so not going to have cool art like that for this year. Yeah. It's a little too late. But I did send some poster thoughts to Todd today to see if he likes them or not. We'll see what he says. But
cool.
I was like, dude, we need something to print because we're kind of getting out of the wire, buddy. So. Yeah,
Jew's gonna be here quicker than we know it.
every year.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I'm always like, I need it by Valentine's Day. What do you need by Valentine's Day? Oh my god!
Well, like I said, the Kickstarter was kind of cursed because this was supposed to happen last year in November, and I ended up pushing it to March because two of my cover artists goes to me. Maria Wolf was one of them. But my other cover artist also goes to me. And the problem was a lot of the rewards were basically going to be based on the art from one of those two covers. So I was like, well, I can't push it to December because you don't want to do a Kickstarter in December. That's a bad idea. Yeah. So I was like, well, March, I have some shows coming up. Plus it's my birthday. So I could just shameless plug it, you know, around my birthday and be like, please, if you love me, back this Kickstarter, whatever.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
And well, then no, the happy one birthday cover, to you.
And then the one cover I still almost, like, I got it the week of the Kickstarter starting. So even then, like, wow. It was still, like, everything was, and the reason it was delayed was that person had health problems. And then I had another person who was supposed to get me a Kickstarter thing, and then their father-in-law died. So I was like, okay, so anybody involved in this Kickstarter is just going to have a bad time. Like, we... It's cursed.
You're not wrong. It is a cursed Kickstarter. For sure. Oh my God.
But it kind of goes good with your theme, though.
That is true.
It's about
that
a curse, true. You know, anybody involved in a curse?
This book does have a lot to do with the afterlife and whatnot, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Someday you're just going to turn into an actual werewolf. It's going to be.
Fingers crossed on that one. Just, I hope it's in my office. That would be great.
Actually, I'd like to see that happen at the show. It'd be kind of awesome, actually.
I don't know. I don't want to see that. No. I mean,
depends on the show.
I'm down.
I mean, unless doing a panel.
American Werewolf in London.
It would be really funny to do it at Sci-Fi Valley because the Twilight people are there. So, I mean,
and they're going
to
have the wolves again because they brought more Twilight people back.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have the wolves in the back quarter again, which blew my mind the first time. I was like, are those wolves?
Oh, I didn't see. Actually, I knew they had. I thought you were talking about like the people who were.
No.
Wolves. I didn't see the actual wolves. Oh, it's
live tamed wolves, like domesticated wolves that you can get your picture with. He's not sent a waiver, but
sure.
Yeah, but they were like downstairs. They're big, outside.
They were big babies, though. They weren't. Yeah. You know, you could pet them and stuff, and it's like, it's just a huge dog. That's all. You know,
it was like some show I did last year where you could get your picture with an owl and a wolf. And, like, you'd hold the owl in one hand and, like, have the wolf in the other hand. And I was like, okay. It made for cool pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm passing on that one. Yeah. I'm good. So.
I'm an animal person, so I'd be kind of down with
the fluffy one, yes. I don't know about the raptor attached to my hand so close to my head. I don't know about that one. But
listen. The coolest promo picture I ever got, ever, from an artist for the show was Jim Rugg, and it's Jim Rugg with a falcon on his arm. Like, his wife took the picture. They were in Scotland, I want to say, or Ireland, and he did this falcon earring thing, and he has the glove on, and there's a big freaking falcon on his arm, and he's just like, hey, like, and I was like, Can you only ever use this photo forever? Because
sure.
It is
put it on his
the best
cards.
Photo, right? And I was like, this is amazing. So
that could be on the back of his biography, you know.
Yeah.
His memoirs.
Right.
That could be his,
in fact, I got
his author page. That's his back is photo.
So he's given me the I'm not 100% sure I'm coming yet, like, because he's got a couple things that he's working on. So I said, okay, so now I'm in my head going, I'm going to make like an announcement, like the announcement stuff we're doing for people. And I'm like, I'm going to make his announcement one, but I'm using that freaking picture because that's hilarious. Like I told him, I'm like, I'm never going to not use this picture. Like,
sure.
I don't know what,
why would
I don't
you
know what
use
he wants me to do. Right. Yeah. It's so good.
Unless he sends you a picture with two falcons, there's really no, he's not upping it. So.
It's gotta be like, it's gotta be something like even funnier, like a cow, like him like hugging a cow or something like
riding
like
a cow.
That. I mean, that would be my picture though. Sure. Cause I grew up
on
a dairy
farm. It has to be the cow from like Chick-fil-A or Eat More Chicken.
Yeah.
Right. Spelled. I mean, somewhere there probably is a picture of me riding a cow. So, whatever. what else would be that cool though? Like a tiger or a lion, maybe.
Sure.
Like, like that kind of
So
stuff. But
the
that's
Charlie Sheen route with drinking
Gorilla
beer,
would
but
be pretty sweet. Like if
Gorilla
they
would be
both
kind
had
of cool.
like a
Yeah.
very stoic look, like they're just both like very business only, like staring at the
Like,
screen, that'd be good. Yeah, they both look
the two gorillas,
pissed.
the
Yeah.
two I shit my pants faces of
Two
the
grumpy gorillas. There we go.
gorillas. As long as they're not throwing hands, it's all good,
It's
you
true.
know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's either
I
that or they
mean,
fling poo. It's one or the other. It's as long as they're not doing that.
yeah.
Unless you did the Free Willy photo where he's jumping behind you and his wang is just flopping around. Like that was always the part of the movie I was like, whoa. Hey now. Hey, Dr. Manhattan, you calm down.
Long Free Willy.
They apparently did, in fact, Free Willy.
I didn't know whales got red rockets. Huh.
Mom, what's that?
Don't you
Don't worry
fucking
about
worry
that.
about it.
Don't look at that.
Don't you worry about
Cover your eyes. Cover
it.
your eyes.
They could have blurred it out. So it was even in the Michael Jackson video like that. Come on. So, because you know the what was it? You Are Not Alone. Was that the song you did
Yes.
for Free
Yeah.
Willy?
Forget, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't. I think it's interesting all the Michael Jackson stuff that's been coming around again lately, about how he was like saving kids at Neverland. I was like, well, that makes sense. So, yeah, versus
Okay.
the like it was like the opposite of the Epstein
Yeah.
Island, right?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Like Macaulay Culkin's like, hey, save me from a lot of shit. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense now. Like, sorry that you had to be put through all that, Mike. My
Was
bad.
gonna say, back
So,
when he was alive, it was the exact
yeah.
opposite of that, so.
Yeah. Well, he
Well,
never like vocally went after anybody about that.
yeah,
So,
no.
yeah. No. Well, it's just like there's now the conspiracy theory about Chris Cornell and Chester from Linkin Park were going to do stuff helping kids, and they both mysteriously committed suicide like within months of each other, you know.
Oh.
And they're saying that they were going to start a foundation against
Oh.
current events stuff that's going on. And
I don't
so
know,
the
man.
conspiracy theory was they were going to bring too much to light and they were
Yeah, but
playing.
I don't buy that one because like if you listen to like their lyrics, and you really listen to it, like it did make sense for them to do what they did.
Well,
Especially
also,
Chester,
I was
but
gonna say, because I remember reading that it was like a constant worry by the band, basically, because he was always super depressed and whatnot. So, yeah, that conspiracy theory doesn't necessarily make quite as much sense to me, just because of the fact that there was so much written at the time about like, his mental health issues and whatnot.
But
That's why it's a
it's not.
conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much all the time we got.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for coming on. It's great
Thank you for
seeing you.
having me. Always great
Yeah,
talking to you
man.
guys. I'll see you in a couple of months, anyways.
Yeah, we 3 months from tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. 3 months from tomorrow.
Yep,
Oof.
and it's nuts, man. Like we're down. We're under 100 days. We're cruising along, and
Yep.
I actually had who did I talk to on the phone? I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they actually were telling me about how they heard so many good things about the show and how much it's grown. And I can't remember who it was, but they were like, whatever they said, like really was like, I was like, holy shit, yeah, you're right. And like it really hit, and
Well, I
I'm
was talking
very.
about it this past weekend because I had a couple people, because I was the only person with comics, not surprisingly, World Oddities Expo.
Yeah.
So people were like, they're like, oh, this is my first show ever. And like, I really wish there was like a comic show. And I was like, literally in this exact same room in 3 months, there will be a comic show called Three Rivers. You should go to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had that same conversation like five or six times the whole weekend. So
Oh, well.
yeah, hopefully
Well.
more people show up.
Yeah, man, that'd be great. You know,
Yeah.
we're growing every year, which is great.
Yeah.
That's what we're
Yeah.
excited about. And you know, it's it's a we'll call it a labor of love at this point.
Sure.
But you know, we always looked at it as like the family reunion you want to go to, right? And that's
With the cool
kind of how it
people.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we can just get the attendance up just enough, a little bit higher, so we can get both halls. Like, that would be great.
That would be cool. I don't think I've ever had a show in there that had both halls. It was always just that one.
Yeah, we're actually going to be in the one beside it this year,
Oh, okay.
because there's something going on in there that Thursday that they're not going to have cleaned up Friday enough, fast enough for us to have everybody load in on Friday. So they basically can't shuffle the room fast enough on Friday.
Okay.
So we're just going to be on the other. So it's a mirror image. So instead of walking in and having Artist Alley on the left and vendors on the right, it's going to be vendors on the left, artists on the right. So it's literally a mirror image. You just flip it over. So
Oh, okay.
yeah. But the good part is that it has the better cooking equipment in this concession stand. So
Okay.
things will be a little more fresh. They don't have to bake it there and then bring it over. They're just going to
Oh,
make
okay.
it there, right?
So
So things will be a little bit better.
is it on the same side as the parking garage then?
No, it's in the same. It's
Oh, it's the
the same
same. Okay.
floor.
Because I know they had like two floors in that side. I didn't know there was like another hall somewhere.
So there's yeah. So like when you come in, when you get down to the end of the hallway,
Yeah.
the left three or four doors are the hall we were using, which is hall D.
Yeah, that's the one I
The
was just in
other,
too, yeah.
yeah, the other set of doors on the right that we always had closed is hall E, and that's the one
Okay,
we're
did
going to
not
be
know
in.
that.
Yeah,
Okay.
and then they have a fake wall they can use to divide it, and that's we've never had to use both halls. So like when it gets to the point where we actually are grown big enough, we're going to take that wall down and spread it out, and it's going to be even bigger, but we need to get more attendance to come.
Gotcha. So is it the
Yeah.
same loading dock entrance then, or is it a
Yep.
different spot? Oh, is it? Okay.
Same
Yeah,
loading dock. It's just your dock that you'd pull up to or park and walk up is going to be the ramp is going to be closer to the exit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is, you know, good and bad, I guess, because like we're not going to be able to allow as many people to drive all the way down,
Sure.
but they can and pull into the parking spots and
Yeah.
walk it in, but they're going to have to walk a little further. But it's not by much. It's
Okay.
really not bad in the back. I just like doing the show down there. I think everything that we do down there is just super smooth. I think it's going to be a good time. So,
Yeah, I'm looking
yeah.
forward to it.
Cool.
And I'll
All
have
right,
cookies.
guys. Yes. All right, guys. That's it. Come to Three Rivers, get some cookies from Dennis, buy his book. If you don't do the Kickstarter, buy the book there because hopefully you'll have them by then.
The fourth one? No, it won't be done by then.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
We're looking at production will probably be finished by September, I would guess. So I'm still aiming for the books to come out this year, but the production on this book got delayed by 4 or 5 months because my artist got tasked to do Conan the Barbarian. So understandably, I got pushed.
Yeah.
Titan
Man.
does pay a little more. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, go
Yeah.
figure, that's the second guy on my team who has gotten work on Conan because of Lycan, so it's kind of funny.
Wow.
Nice.
I mean,
There you go.
that's a way
So
to
maybe
definitely
Titan
pitch
should get in contact with you, be like, hey,
the. Yeah.
since we grabbed a copy of your artist and they say, hey, we got it from this book, maybe we sign there and maybe Lycan will be a Titan,
So,
you
Justin, when you go into work tomorrow and you see Bob,
know?
And you see Bob at work,
Okay.
because I know Bob reads Conan. You need to
Yeah.
be like, did you know? And be like, and you can go down to the show and you can meet the writer of this book.
Bam.
There you go. Get it
Yeah, so
signed.
there. Snowball
That's
effect. It'll be
right.
great.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so it'll be good. You'll be able to pick up at least probably the first three issues from you at the booth. Check out some cool swag, get some like other things, get a painting. And if you don't want to wait, you can come into your local shop that carries it, like us. We have all three issues in most of the stores, if not all of them. There might only be one of each left, but you know, we definitely probably have some of them. We'll definitely have some more, and all the stores will have a Three Rivers rack of people coming probably next month that'll be set up. So you'll be able to
Cool.
find it on there as well. So make sure you check those out. Make sure you follow Dennis at how do we find you, like, on socials again?
Hive Head Studios is my Instagram and all that jazz. So, or hiveheadstudios.com or
Cool.
Linktree Hive Head Studios.
So Hive Head Studios, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm always a big fan. I'm a big supporter. I think it's awesome. I forgot the Lycan shirt glows in the dark, like the old one that I
Yeah.
got. So every time I do laundry and I put it on the top, and then, like, I'll put the basket in there and be in the middle of the day, and then I'll go and, like, come to bed, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, oh, the Lycan shirt.
Yeah.
So I realized I bought an anthrax hat that glows in the dark too, and I didn't realize that until later, and it freaked me the hell out. So.
I didn't realize that when you buy like the enamel pins that glow in the dark, they don't glow in the dark right away. I did not know that. I thought it was just a thing. They have to sit in the sun for a while to like absorb the UV. So I had a whole bag of these glow in the dark pins just sitting in my bedroom, and they just didn't do anything. So I was like, all right, well, they're just gonna sit there. And then one night, like a spotlight, they just all went off next to me, and I was like, oh, okay, into the closet we go.
Nice.
Awesome. All right. So support Hive Head Studios, check out Dennis's book, get back to Kickstarter. Make sure you go check out your local comic shop anyway, and if it's us, even better. And we'll see everybody at Three Rivers Comic Con. We'll get some cookies, we'll catch up. High fives for everybody. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. And if you want to meet this awesome creator, like I said, Three Rivers Comic Con is your local way to do it, but he does do other shows, which I'm sure are on hivehedstudios.com. So go check him out. If nothing else, just go and chat, because he's always a great conversationalist.
Well,
So,
thank you.
absolutely. All right. Thanks, guys, so much for watching. We will catch you next week. Yeah, I think we're good for the regular time next week. But if it's not, we'll make a post about it or something. Most people watch
You'll
us and post anyway.
message me in the morning, hey, we got to do the podcast now.
Yeah, that's
Fine, John, let me
why.
wash my face, like, or something, so I don't look like crap in the morning.
Well, we'll see. I may have to cover cranberry again. We'll see how it goes. So, all right. Thanks a lot, guys, and we will talk to everybody later.